Crouch. Flying shot on goal. Hasn't got the distance, but camped on the goal line is Eddie Betts. Runs around, goes onto his left peg, and the first goal is on the board.
It's a really good field kick, but Aaron Sanderland's just lost it in the sun.
Doesn't help when you're eye level with the sun.
That's right.
Fremantle looking to go inside 50. Sheridan has got it with a full head of steam. He runs his full distance from the pocket. The tight angle. He finds Fremantle's first.
Zach Clark, who handballs now to Hughes. Hughes to the top of the square. Off hands Walters. It's really money for jam. Michael Walters, when he gets that opportunity. O'Brien gets a kick. Ends up with Brad Crouch. Danger signs here for the Dockers. Betts will mark. Right on the goal line, literally. Now, he's been slung to the ground. Betts opens the angle across his body. He's got his third. So, Eddie Betts. Danger, danger, danger. Will Robinson for the Fremantle Dockers.
Keeps getting lost in space, Pete.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. No, Will Robinson. Danger.
Tucker, kick back inside 50. Aptness flew. Couldn't hang on. Out the back. Walters a roll of this one.
Thompson squares it back to the top of the 50. Finds Lever. Oh, gets around two players, feigns, and then puts it through for a goal. That is a terrific goal by the defender.
Ballantyne, not much forward to kick to. Had to wait for the
run
of Yaron. He's got Walters running in support. He's got Langdon there as well. He just kicks it to a one-on-one contest. Langdon did well with the body. Pushed Cheney out of it. Turns back onto his right boot. Opens it up and snaps a great goal.
And Pavlich searching for his first goal of the afternoon as he closes in on 700. From outside 50. Strikes it pretty well. The veteran gives it a ride, and he gets it home. Much to the delight of the Freo faithful. Pavlich kicks goal number 698, and Hardigan lets him know about it with a few words, and there's a real scrap on. Walters has stepped in. Hardigan went and challenged Pavlich initially. Now it's on between a number of players. Walters getting involved. Blakely in there as well. Silvani texts Walkers up and getting in there. And Michael Walters was certainly trying to fly the flag for his former skipper. Pavlich has walked away. Hardigan's gone over to him again just to have a few more words. So a bit of spice in this contest after that goal was kicked by Matthew Pavlich.
The Dockers mean business. They're not certainly done and dusted yet. Another goal here just before the break would be very, very handy indeed. The difference, 32 points. In they go. Langdon tries hard. He can't find the footy. In there is Yaron, but somehow it comes out to Laird. He gets tackled by Lucky Neal. Gets put off his kick. Ends up with Langdon. Gives it to Stephen Hill. The Dockers trying to get another goal before halftime. Up goes Pav. One, two, three, four bites of the cherry. Lays the handball off. Sonny Walters grabs the ball. Go! Go towards goal, say the Dockers supporters. It does, but it bends away from the major opening and through for a minor score. The most exciting period of the match.
And Cheney able to take the mark. Cheney stabs a pass to half forward where Thompson drifts in and takes the mark. There's only a couple of seconds remaining. He's caught a play on. He kicks it long towards the top of the square. Betts there, Walker as well. The siren will beat the Crows. And that is halftime here at Domain Stadium. 10-9-69 the Crows. Fremantle 6-2-38. Lynch has got Cameron in support. He'll use his pace and he goes longer instead. Jenkins is out the back and he'll walk it into an open goal.
And there's been final quarter comebacks a la Geelong over Richmond. Maybe there's something here for Fremantle to take out of this weekend. Am I wishing and a hoping? Maybe I am.
I like your optimism, Pete.
It's Jenkins out the back again. It lands in the square. He taps it back for Eddie and Eddie will eat that one up. Fit it back to McGovern. 40 out. Tackled by Walters. Run down. Walters used the body. Hits him over the back. Just needs it to sit. He'll run into the open goal.
So Hayden Ballantyne looking for his first goal. Pavlich doing the roving. The veteran stayed down and snapped his second. Yaron in a bit of space. Ball bounces for him. He turns onto his left boot. It'd take a clever finish from here, but he's up to the task.
Here they go. Lynch, you kicked the last goal. One bounce, two bounce. Go all the way, son. Steadies and kicks two in a minute. Charlie Cameron away.
Look
he
out.
Goes.
Watch this.
The Usain Bolt of the Adelaide Crows.
Gonna three run it bounces. All the way in.
It'll go to Jenkins. There's the package parcel and he bangs it through.
Oh, he's kicking it out of the stadium.
Yes, it's at Kitchener Park.
I've never seen that. Has someone done that before?
Now it's into the pocket. Jenkins pushed off Collins well and has taken the mark.
Key forward for the Crows and he lets himself down. The Crows heavily leading this one. 142-70 for Invisigard as the siren sounds. There's a shot on goal and the ball is carried through. Not sure if it will count. The umpire takes the flag, so that last behind doesn't count. Matthew Pavlich still one goal shy of his 700th, but it's been a dominant display by the Adelaide Crows here at Domain Stadium, winning for the second time at this venue this season. 21 goals, 1,642 to 11,470. We're the pride of South Australia. We're the mighty